Okay, Numbers chapter 1. Okay, the first numbering, Numbers chapter 1, Camp of Reuben, 46:5. That's not for the whole camp of Reuben, that's just for Reuben. Simeon, 59:3. Gad, 45,650. And the total, 151,450. Judah, 74,600. Issachar, 54,400. Zebulun, 57,400. For a total of 186,400. Ephraim, 40,500. Manasseh, 32,200. Benjamin, 35,400. That is the smallest of the camps at 108,100. Dan, 62,700. Asher, 41,500. Naphtali, 53,400. And that camp total is 157,600. And a total of 603,550. And we'll go over the other columns after your next reading assignment. Numbers chapter 2, where the tribes pitch their tents. All right, so we'll have the courtyard and such as that there. Tell me the three south, Diane.
The three south?
Mm-hmm.
Reuben, Simeon, and Gad.
Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. They could have been Reuben, you know, different direction. I'm just writing up here so we can read it. All right, give me three more, Travis. On the west side.
Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin.
Travis, why do you think these tribes were lumped together? Why wasn't Gad over here with Ephraim and Manasseh and Benjamin? Or with Manasseh and Benjamin, or Ephraim and Benjamin.
That's how God wanted it.
What?
That's how God wanted it.
We're not going to settle for that. Okay. What do you think, Ellen?
They had the same mother and grandmother.
Well, they had Rachel was the mother of all these kids here, you know, grandmother. Rachel's the mother of Benjamin, and these two right here, Ephraim and Manasseh, equal Joseph, and his mother was Rachel, too. In the north, what do we have, Earl?
Dan, Asher, and Naphtali.
Asher, Naphtali. And to the east, what do you say, Debbie Watkins?
Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun.
This is the way God set it up. It makes chapter 16 much more understandable. If you understand that. All right. Page 3. The Levites are numbered separately. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohath, Merari. Each became a family within the tribe of Levi. Gershon's descendants. What you got there, Leanne?
7,500.
What about Kohath?
8,600.
What about Merari?
6,200.
What does that total up to?
2,200.
2,200? You shoot them?
2,000.
Oh, 22,000. Is that right, Rebecca?
Yeah.
22,300. Now, Leanne, is it 22,000 or is it 22,300?
I've got 22,000 according to verse 39, but then my total equals 22,300.
Well, you just couldn't add, or?
Well, no, I think I added them right. I don't know what I've got in verse 39, but
maybe you didn't read it right.
Maybe.
Read it, Mark.
All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000.
So you read it right. So your addition is wrong? What'd you get, Cliff?
I got 22,300.
You got 22,300?
Yeah.
What about verse 39 that we just read?
I'm not reading another book. It might be a misprint.
Yeah, it might be a misprint. Read it in your Bible, Cliff. Where's your Bible, Cliff?
Right here.
Chapter 3, verse 39, isn't it? Tell Mark. I mean, Mark reads all these, you know. What's he got in here? New International.
I read from
King
James.
Oh, my goodness. Read it, Cliff. I think he got confused and read it from the New International.
Well, 20 and 2,000.
So is it you can't add, or is the scripture wrong?
Well, I'll probably say I can't add. I'm wrong somewhere.
Anybody got an explanation for this dilemma we're in? What, Jim?
The only thing I can think of is that those that had a defect wouldn't be counted.
You mean with a flat nose or a crooked back or? Got any more ideas, Darren? Where are the missing 300? Lynn, you got an idea. Hey, everybody pay attention now. Lynn's actually going to say something to us. Moses and Aaron didn't have that many descendants yet. I mean, Aaron didn't have but four sons, and two of them were dead without children, so Moses and Aaron wouldn't. What?
Could it be that 250 burned up with fire?
No, they weren't from Levi. Well, some of them were. But this is before then, wasn't it?
Perhaps the Bible skips around. It's before the second number.
Yeah. What? 22,000. See there? Jimmy adds it right. What you got, Amanda?
Well, I don't have an explanation, but you know, 343, it says...
Yeah, can you hear her?
No.
I said I don't have an explanation, but in Numbers 343, it also gives a different number, 22,270.
No, that's for a different group.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. That's
that is the firstborns.
Yeah, see, he numbered the firstborn of all of Israel to compare that to the firstborn among the Levites, right? Or the Kohathites, Gershon's descendants. And Israel came up 273 short, or too many. God came up 273 short according to God's math. And God is right. If God says those numbers add up to 22,000, that's just what they add up to. Just get over it. It's not about you.
I got the same question mark I had 18 years ago.
You
still
have. Yep. We've been dealing with this for a long time now. God said Israel owed him 273 firstborn. They got to pay up. That's just the way it goes. There is no explanation for why God deducted 300 firstborn from the Levites and made them come out to 22,000. Never an explanation. It may be that some of them had a flat nose or a blemish or a crooked back or whatever that disqualified them from doing the service of the tabernacle. We don't know. May be, may not be. Who knows? But when God finished counting, Israel owed him 273 people. So he charged them 5 shekels apiece. All right? Huh?
Oh, you don't want to.
Yes, I want to hear it.
Maybe when they started counting, and by the time they got through counting everyone, those 300 had died.
Well, they would have counted a long time. And a plague struck out. A plague just took off and wiped them out.
Could it be that somehow they were defiled and weren't considered clean and worthy of the service?
Bob says they were defiled and unclean. That's why they couldn't do it. But we're never told. We're never told. We're never told if they had a crooked back or flat nose. We're never told if they were defiled by some sort. We're never told if a plague broke out and knocked off 300 of them real quick. We're just never told.
Maybe he figured they owed him the fifth part.
But his numbers are there. Okay, let's see who camps around the tabernacle. Who camped to the north of the tabernacle, Wendell? No, of the Levites, page 3.
Merari
up here. What about to the west, Sammy?
Gershon.
What about to the south, Sheila?
Kohath.
John David, what about to the east? Moses and Aaron and their families. There's the setup. Chapter 3. Chapter 4. Doris, what was Gershon's responsibility?
Child life and the tent, the coverings, the hangings for the court, the curtains, the gate, the
And all the cords. And who was in charge of overseeing them?
Ithamar.
You see, this would have been so perfect if Aaron's two sons hadn't done what they did. He would have had one son each to oversee this, and then the one that was going to be high priest, Nadab, could have been with Aaron learning what to do. But they had to double up on their work because Aaron's two oldest sons sinned against God. That was bad. Kohath, Wendy, what were their responsibilities? And the utensils. And who was over them?
Eleazar,
who would be the next high priest. Merari, Taylor?
The boards, the bars, the pillars, sockets, vessel, pin, cords.
Yep, the heavy stuff, really. Of course, that tabernacle tent was not light. All those animal skins. And who was over them, Taylor?
Ithamar.
To do the work of the ministry, a Levite had to be from 30 to 50 years old. Right, Lou? How many Kohathites were there? 2750. And Gershonites? 2630. And Merarites? 3200, which totals?
8,580.
That adds up right. So a plague must not have broke out among the Kohathites 30 to 50 years old. All right. We'll do this in a little bit. Let's read through those chapters real quick and point out what's what. Chapters 1 through 3 and 4. Numbers 1 through 4. Chapter 1, verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. Where? In the tabernacle. So this is one of those times when Moses was in the most holy place with his veil off, talking with God, and God was speaking to him. From where, Token? Where would God speak to Moses from?
Tabernacle.
We know in the tabernacle. Where in the tabernacle? What?
Most holy room.
From where in the most holy room?
Between the cherubim.
From between the cherubim on the mercy seat. It's where the voice would come from. On the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Canaan. And this, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers with the number of their names, every male by their poles. From 20 years old and upward who are physically fit for war. That's who was numbered. There was no age limit, but there was an age you had to begin at which you could begin counting, which was 20. Had to be at least 20, but then you could be 120 if you were still healthy. All right, then he gives the names of the leaders of each tribe that would be with him. And this must have already been in the works, because in verse 18 it said they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees by their family. So they already had the list. Must have already been doing some counting, because God told Moses on a certain day to take the sum. That might be receive the sum that they've been counting. Because the same day they handed it to him. First day of the second month of the second year. All right, we've been through all of that. Verse 46, and all they that were numbered were 600,000, 3,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, that's carry it from place to place, and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And of course, that God tells them how to camp around about the tabernacle. In chapter 3. And when the tabernacle sets forward, the Levite shall take it down. When the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levite shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Who's the stranger in this case, Amy? Verse 51. Who was a stranger in that case? Anybody. Except these Levites. So it could be somebody from Israel that was a stranger in that case, from any other tribe. All right, chapter 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, this time, both of them, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. Then he tells which tribe pitches where. We've got it drawn up here on the board. And in verse 33, we're reminded that the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 3, these are also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day when the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai, not in the tabernacle. This is when he was with God in Mount Sinai. Then he gives the names of Aaron's sons, Nadab the firstborn and Abihu, they're dead now, Eleazar and Ithamar. These are the sons of Aaron, the priest who were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest office. Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him, or be his servants. And they shall keep his commandments, his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the children of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. And Moses, you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are entirely given to him out of all the children of Israel. So the Levites are the servants of the priests. Very important, because it has a lot to do with the curse of Canaan. And who was Canaan, Glenn?
Ham's son.
Ham's son. Who was Ham's father?
Noah.
And Noah's son that he cursed?
Cursed Ham.
Noah cursed Ham.
And Canaan, but Canaan became the recipient of it.
He cursed Ham, but it bounced off him and hit Canaan.
Ham looked on his nakedness.
Ham looked on Canaan's Noah. Naked.
Noah's
nakedness. And what was the curse?
That he would be the servant of servants.
That Noah would be a servant of servants to who?
No. Canaan would be a servant of servants.
Canaan would be a servant of servants. Okay. Well, here's level number one. The Levites are servants to the priest. The next level doesn't come to the book of Joshua. All right, the Levites are servants to the priest. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest office. And look at this. Here it is again. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Who's a stranger in that case, Leanne? Verse 10, Moses, you appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on the priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. So even the Levites would be strangers in that case, because they couldn't do the service of the priesthood. When the high priest went into the most holy room, and God said, the stranger that comes nigh to that shall be put to death. Tim, who's the stranger in that case? Anybody and everybody else on the planet but the high priest of Israel. So if you're out of your place, you're a stranger to God and you're in danger. It's a wonderful thing to know your place and stay in it. Verse 11, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. Do you remember this from Exodus 13? When they got ready to leave Egypt, God said, all the firstborn in Israel are going to be mine now.
Animals and all.
That's right. On the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. But God changed his mind. Now he's not taking all the firstborn in Israel. He's taking the Levites instead. Why did he do that, Glenn?
Because of what they see. Now, wait a minute. Because of what happened, I guess, while they were camped at Mount Sinai.
Yeah, what happened when they were camped at Mount Sinai? If I hadn't asked you, you could have told me.
Yes, I sure would.
Lou, what happened that made God change from the firstborn of all the tribes to just the Levites?
Because it was
Who built the golden calf?
The
Levites?
Well, Aaron built it, but the Israelites.
The Israelites built it. With Aaron being bullied into it, I think. But anyway, he did it. Well, why would that make God change his mind? What event happened that made him choose the Levites? The Levites were part of Israel. You remember, Barbara?
Yeah, he said.
Who said?
Moses. Moses said the Levites were the one that volunteered to take their swords and start hacking them up, and that really pleased God.
Moses, when he got so angry, said, "Who's on the Lord's side?" And the Levites came to him. He said, "Take your sword out and kill whoever come to first. Mother, father, son, daughter, doesn't make any difference, wife, anybody." And Moses said, that's what God consecrated the Levites from that day instead of the firstborn of Israel.